Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 84 in the book of Revelation. Today, I'm going to title this Getting Ready for Heaven, and we're going to get ready in a fairly unique way. So if I said we were going on a cruise to Antarctica, or if we were going to climb Kilimanjaro, those two trips you would pack differently, you would prepare differently. And remember that God says in Revelation 19:7 that the bride of Christ, the people of Christ, the people that he's made for himself, they are supposed to make herself ready, make themselves ready. So the question is, how should we prepare? And I think the answer is going to be is to know that we really are going to heaven. And so we really need to prepare. So God is asking us to do some preparation works, to get ready for it, to believe in the prophecy that he has in the book of Revelation, and then to rely on it, kind of sit on it, trust it, and be blessed by it. So let's do today some preparation work in our imaginations. So let's, and by imagination, I don't mean pie in the sky imagination. I mean thinking about it in a way that we know that this is a real event. It's going to be a real event, and us knowing that it's going to be a real event. That's what I mean by imagination. It's a promise that we are trusting in. It's entrusting in the reality of heaven, that heaven is actually going to happen. And I think when we do that, then we get the blessing that's in chapter 1, verse 3 of Revelation. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep. That's what I'm saying. Keeping these words is imagining it. Keep what is written in it, for the time is near. All right, so someday we are going to be residing in a heavenly paradise with Jesus for believers here after our so-called death here on earth. And then at the end of the age, after Satan and the beast and the demons and everybody's thrown into the lake of fire that's been rebelling, after a new earth is renewed or created, the heaven that we would have been residing in since the time of our earthly death will be coming down to earth. It's going to be a place for us forever. And then probably the more critical element, it's a place for God forever. You know, what makes heaven? It's God that makes heaven, not us. So God designed it. He built it. He built it for us, yes, but he also built it for himself and the Lamb and the church and the bride. And then he tells us all about it in the book of Revelation, particularly these chapters that we're in now. We're in 21 here today officially. Why does he tell this? As John MacArthur said, he says, these are given by God to excite our hope. And I hope that's the end point of today, is that we imagine and think about and trust in this promise, in this prophecy, and then God excites our hope from now until the day of our earthly death. So these were realities. So what John saw, we say he saw a vision. And by vision, we don't mean, you know, a pie in the sky thing that never happened. He went ahead in time, saw this reality. It's real for John and it's real for you. You can be part of this. You can actually be an occupant of this heavenly city as it rides down from heaven onto earth. So it's unique. Hey, a whole city moves from heaven to earth. So listen in. This is Revelation 21, verse 9. Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God with its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal, probably a diamond. Verse 12. And it had a high great wall with 12 gates, and at the gates were 12 angels, and on the gates of the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. On the east 3 gates, north 3 gates, south 3 gates, and west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So let's talk about the bride just for a second. The bride's, someday every believer will be part of being the bride and wife to Christ. And that's in the Bible. It's capitalized with a B. That means it's a unique formal address. It's one bride. It's a special name, doing something on a special day, requiring special preparation, which is what we're talking about today. And it's beloved, and it's the day when it's finally there. So the bride is the church of those of the church age, which are the knuckleheads who had their sin problem fixed by Jesus, but it also includes the redeemed of all ages, that is Old Testament believers and millennial believers, forever united, closely identified, and named into this family relationship with Jesus. All those who are going to stay with Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit forever. Calls them the bride and the wife. Why is that? Well, it's because it's till death do us part, and there is going to be no more death. So it's a permanent relationship. Now, the bride is supposed to be prepared. Certainly, we can talk about, you know, deeds and doing stuff and activities. And certainly, I would hope that your life has deeds that demonstrate an internal change, which now is exhibited externally. But what we're talking about today is that we are to be a bride that revels in the thought of the wedding day, of the future a time with the Lord. So our readiness for it, in one sense, is thinking and anticipating, and that's what I want to emphasize today. So here's things that we can think about. The physical features, high walls, lots of gates, demonstrating its security and its power. There's 12 angels guarding this, you know, and God himself, for that matter. It's a place of no more tears, no more death, no more mourning. Nobody is left to attack it. All resistance is gone. The foundations say that this is permanent, and there's going to be this unity of Jew and Gentile, and this redemptive arc has finally swept over both groups and ends here. So let me tell you what heaven's like. Heaven is like, it's a physical place. It's the home of God, and it's the home of people. Remember, people are this disagreeable set of creatures that he redeems from the Old Testament and the New Testament, and here they are united in this final destination. It's the city that is designed and built by him. It's now descended to a new earth. It's permanent, it's secure, it's pleasant, it has some history to it, its foundation is upon this history. It's a physical place, it's protected, and it reflects his glory. And guess what? Tomorrow, there's going to be more. So in conclusion, how should I prepare? Christ's bride has made herself ready. And one of the ways that we make ourselves ready as the bride of Christ is to imagine this. He's given us all these details. Why? So that we can think about it, so we can know it's real, so we can respond to its magnificence. We can respond to the Creator. We can respond to us as occupants of this. We get to go be with God permanently, physically, protected in a secure way, and enjoying the pleasance and the glory of the persons of God. I can't wait. Please join me there. Thanks for listening.